Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Hey guys, welcome back to the KP Podcast, Christmas edition today.
Woo! Jingle bells, jingle bells.
So guys, today we want to do something a little bit different for Christmas. We want to start off by saying Merry Christmas to everybody. And we want to go over just a few short things today because this is the season for not all of us, not only for us to be merry and thankful, spend some time with our families, but, you know, talk about some of, like we said, the lighter stuff. So I think let's go over just a few things that we appreciate about this time of year, some of our favorite things, and we'll just go over, you know, two or three things. But Keith, let's start off with, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Okay, guys, Christmas movies are important. If you don't watch them, you should, okay? And if you do watch them, good for you. You're already on track. Favorite Christmas movie is, this is tough because my family's a big movie family. We watch a lot of movies. We have traditional favorite movies, but now I think I have been surpassed. I'm going to go with Four Christmases.
Wow. I did just watch that the other
day. It has moved up the charts over time. Vince Vaughn, you are hilarious.
Say, not traditional Christmas.
It is not movie, a traditional. Huh? I, you know, you want to go with the Elf. You want to go with the Santa Claus. You want to go with Jingle All the Way. Great classics. Those are all in my top five. But Four Christmases has been moving up the charts. It is freaking hilarious.
Have you watched the old ones like It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street?
So like that? There's difference. Like that's like an all-time like great Christmas movie, but it's just like I want to be happy.
I'm gonna throw it out there. Don't love it. It's a little depressing.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the best movies of all time.
Don't love it. But anyways, I may be in the minority there, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like Wizard of Oz either, but yeah, it's a timeless classic.
The greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Okay.
Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It's a very fantastic one.
We got Cousin Eddie out there. We got Clark. We got the lights. I mean, you've got everything. That just sums up Christmas.
No, it's quotes on quotes on quotes.
Quote the whole movie. Probably watch it, you know, four or five times a year. You know, I don't know. I was going to say some of the lines, but I don't know if we can say them on the podcast.
No, you won't be able to see those lines.
some of the really good ones, but anyways.
Can't say the lines, can you, Russ?
Can't say the lines, can you, Russ? Yeah. Good old-fashioned family.
Well, I'm glad. That's a good movie. And if you haven't seen some of those, go watch Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. Maybe not with your kids at first, but maybe the second time. And
if I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now, Ed.
Yeah, there's some timeless classics.
There's some good ones in there.
So switch it up. Okay, favorite Christmas treat, Pete. Like, what is a treat? If you're out there, what are you eating for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit different on this one, and I'm going to say the peppermint mocha hot chocolate. And it's got a little peppermint schnapps in there. You know what I'm saying? It's got a little kick to it.
Okay.
You're going a little, okay. Feisty, you're going a little different.
We're going to get feisty Pete around the holidays.
A little different, you know? Going with the special, the daddy hot cocoa.
Daddy hot cocoa. Yeah,
that's daddy's drink. That's the dad drink.
We're going to leave that right there. Also, it is too hot for hot cocoa in Arizona. So, yes, if you travel out, you can go. Yeah, it's still like 60 degrees. It's too hot. I'm going to go with the old famous Buckeye Ball. Have you ever had a Buckeye Ball before?
I've had that, actually.
These are one of my family history. Like, every year we would do it as kids. We'd put them together. It's literally peanut butter, literally powdered sugar, and like butter. That's literally it. And it is amazing. You put them all together, stir it up, becomes hard, and then you put them in the fridge until they harden, and then you dip them in chocolate, and they are very tasty.
I thought this was a Midwest thing, but you guys had it up there in the Northwest.
Northwest too.
Yeah. Never saw it until I got
Buckeye
out here,
balls. If you don't have them, go make one of those because they are good.
I have had them. They are pretty good. And let's go with the last one here, Keith. Let's go. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Christmas song. Oh, man. Okay, so I can't remember the name of it on the top of my head.
Oh, that's a good one.
But it's the Christmas song that plays on the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. and it's when he's getting out of the jail cell. God, we got to get somebody to look it up.
Oh, I can't think of
it. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's a rock Christmas rock song. I cannot remember it for the life of me. Our producer is going to go and check it out
now. See if the producer can figure it out while we're going.
But Santa Claus jail cale Christmas song.
The original Santa Claus.
The original Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
So while we're seeing if we can get that one going, I think mine's a little bit more of a classic.
Classic.
I like Little Drummer Boy.
Drummer Boy?
Yeah. And you know what? You know what's my favorite version, by the way?
Rumpa Pum Pum is your jam?
I do like it. It's, like I said, a little more traditional. Wouldn't think about it, right? Check this out.
Schnapps. That's what we're dealing with.
That's right. Listen right here. I want you, everybody, if you haven't heard this one, Johnny Cash does a version.
Of the Drummer Boy?
Yes, and it is fantastic.
Is he Rumpa Pum Pum on there?
He does. Johnny Cash does a version. It's a good story, man. It's the Little Drummer Boy talking about the birth of Jesus. It's a good message in the song, and I do like it. And the Johnny Cash version, for those that haven't checked it out, check out the Johnny Cash version of Little Drummer Boy. It's pretty awesome.
You know, it is it's a timeless classic, but I don't turn on the radio and say, oh, man, I really hope Little Drummer Boy comes on right now. I need the Christmas spirit. It's just not me, but hey, to each their own. Well, nonetheless, just a little fun shout out, everybody. We just wanted to come in and say Merry Christmas to everybody. Enjoy this time with your family. That is what it's all about. The holidays are still going to be filled with market data and news and all the stuff that's coming out every like crazy to end the year. Try and focus on the positive stuff of the culture.
Absolutely, guys. Yeah, we'll be back at the beginning of the year to, you know, we'll have some, like Keith said, we'll do some more market stuff. We'll have some more interviews going into next year, try to change it up a little bit there. But, you know, these last couple of years have been pretty crazy. You know, we've had a lot go on in the world. And so this is the time of year to remember, guys, you know, spend some time with your loved ones, hug those folks around you, and just be grateful for everything that we've got in this world. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next year.